Omaha Steaks Black Friday deals landed early. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites, including incredible deals on USDA-certified tender Omaha Steaks. These are the deals you've been waiting for all year. And when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. And don't miss exclusive limited-time savings on uniquely curated packages, delicious favorites, and so much more. But you'd better hurry, because these deals won't last, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the early Black Friday sale now at OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com code BLACKFRIDAY. Terms apply. See site for details.
Grassroots, we're going to continue with another great interview as we talk about edibles this time around. And, you know, when I look at some of the folks that we've had on to do products, it's one thing to do baked goods, but it's another one to just say, okay, well, this is infused with cannabis. But when it looks as good as I see it on a website, or what I see, you know, what goes into it, it's very important. So I'm looking right now. The website is ButtaCake, ButtaCake. I'm looking on the website. It looks, all this stuff, it looks decadent. It's mouth-watering. Chocolate chunk cookies, classic brownies, among other things that you have as well. Oatmeal raisin cookies. And just the way it looks like it's drowning in milk. It's moist. It's sweet. It has all that wonderful flavor. And I am now speaking to the founder of ButtaCake, who is right now in the kitchen as some of the wonderful decadence is being made. I'm here with Martha Figueroa. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you? This
one I was just looking in the kitchen, and you just kind of showed us swirling around, and I'm like amazed with what you have here. It's a serious professional kitchen that like you could probably be baking out. I can imagine, you know, thousands of different products. I mean, it's a very
literally
commercial kitchen that you have for this setup. It's serious business.
Yes, it is. We're rocking with almost 9 SKUs total across 3 states. We hand make every single product by hand. So you're right. These kitchens are pretty serious. They're made to just withstand a lot of tossing around dough and batter and sugar and stuff like that, but in the healthiest ways as possible, is obviously in compliance with all the state laws.
Because you can go past by so many bakers and different baked goods places, and sometimes you can just see that some of the products just look dry. It just feels like you can just from the look of it, you're saying to yourself, okay, do I really want this? Does it look good? Like, this looks like something I would look at a counter in the airport while I'm heading onto a flight, or is this like something that's really like fresh from the bakery, fresh onto a tray, and it's out there and it looks amazing, but there's cannabis infused inside of it? And I noticed that in the products themselves that you have, they are done, and you have THC strips that are at 10 milligrams of THC each. What can you tell me about the decadence of, let's say, the brownies, the cookies, and those? Tell me about the component of THC that's inside of those.
All of the brownies and the baked goods are 100% made with all real and natural ingredients. We don't use any additives or any preservatives. We hand crack every single egg that goes into these products. There's like no powders outside of obviously sugar and cocoa powder, but we're doing this literally as raw and as naturally as humanly possible, just like grandma would back in the day.
The strips that you have available, they are available in ginger peach, chocolate mint, blue blizzard, ButtaCake strips, 2 per package, individually wrapped, vegan friendly, gluten, sugar free, so much of there. There's a lot that goes into this, but you know, you started initially in New Jersey, and then you have moved on to Delaware, and now most recently into Maryland. So quick growth into the Mid-Atlantic. Talk to me about what really did inspire ButtaCake and what made you feel like you could do a better product, and that's why you're doing it.
So I started ButtaCake in 2015, and it was inspired by just making really, really good butter cakes. I'm a classically trained chef, pastry chef at that. And so it just came to me naturally to do what I'm doing. And then in 2016, a customer who was just really enjoying our butter cakes asked me to turn it into an edible for her as she went through the chemo process. And I begrudgingly at first was like, no, because of, you know, the state of affairs in the country and me being a woman and all that stuff. But she was really, really persistent. And I ultimately ended up doing it. And that's how Butter Cake became a infused edibles company. And so when we wanted to launch in New Jersey, being that I'm born and raised and from New Jersey, and so is the whole team, New Jersey just didn't have edibles regulations built out yet for us to be able to do what we were already doing for almost a decade on the non-regulated market in a legal fashion. So we took our talents to Delaware in partnership with Columbia Care, aka the cannabis company now. And with their help, we were able to launch in Delaware first. Then we came back home to New Jersey a few months after, and just this past weekend, we launched in our third state, Maryland.
Wow. Now, from the layer cakes you were doing, so again, this is like for like, what if it's for the wedding or a quinceañera or, you know, like, I mean, whatever kind of these large scale events, it's what you infused into those cakes that causes here. Now, one thing I want to find out is that when it comes to something that's a little more decadent, a little more thicker, and you're trying to go and make it where it's a good infusion across the board, but not overpowering. Tell me about the part of, you know, when you are making these baked goods and what to put into it and how you're able to get it where it's like if it's something that you just taste it when you get to the center of it or just what it's among the ingredients that you put in. I'm just curious about that.
So in the non-regulated market, all of Butter Cake's infused baked goods were solventless extraction, meaning right. I took the plant, I turned the plant into a medium that I could use to then bake my products with. But now in the legal market, especially in New Jersey, we're just not as developed, I guess, as I was in my little kitchen back then. And so we don't have the biggest supply of solventless products in general. And so our first phase of products available in the market are distillate based. And because of that, you can't really taste it in the products. Just like if you were to drink, I don't know, a Shirley Temple that had vodka in it or something of that nature.
Right.
You would really taste most of the juice and not the alcohol because the alcohol is so distilled. And so it's kind of the same process that we have going on now. And as we continue to grow and more cultivators come online and more processors come online, we'll be able to tap back into doing solventless products and still maintaining just delicious, delicious flavors. We also are not your average edible. We are also partnered with Azuka. And Azuka is a nanotechnology. I'm not going to get too deep into the science.
We're very familiar with Azuka, the bag of sugar, and what they do with that. They're fantastic.
Yes. So all of our baked goods are fast acting, in usually 20 minutes or less for most people. And so we really just focus on providing baked goods that not only taste really good, but are functional and take effect fairly quickly compared to what we're used to back in the day.
But now, as you say, when you have to do it based on the state that you're in, is there a preference, I guess, from what customers would say or what you and your team in the kitchen would say, if you like the effect, just kind of being subtle hint where you can taste it in the baked good, or do you like it where you feel the effect after where it's like, well, I couldn't even tell the difference, but wow, I feel something now.
I think it just is different folks for different strokes, honestly. Right. I'm one of the people that I prefer not to taste the weed. I just want to eat as many brownies as humanly possible.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, we're going to continue to scale and grow. It's only been a year and some change in the legal market. And so part of our growth looks like providing not only distillate-based baked goods where you can't taste the weed, but also strain-specific baked goods that are solventless where you can taste, you know, the beautiful flowers that our gardeners are growing for us. So we want to be able to provide options for everybody.
And through what you've had in terms of products, you've definitely gone for more or chocolate, more of a cookie base or brownie base at the moment of some of the baked goods. And then the strips also, you know, the strips was where you've actually gone a little more out there on the flavor palette. Tell me about, you know, the creation of what strips you thought would be the best taste going along with the saltless extraction that you're working with or distill it based on the state.
So we have launched three flavors right now: ginger peach, chocolate mint, and blue blizzard, which is like homage to the classic Listerine strip if you've ever had one of those.
Okay.
Tea blast. Yeah. And so when we're coming up with flavor profiles, we generally now in this legal world will base them off of V1, which we consider the distillate base. And then as we continue to grow and scale, we will start to play with different flavors and different profiles that complement the flour that we're using to make our strips. So right now, we have like 10 flavors locked and loaded for the distillate-based versions. And then once we get our hands on some of that other good stuff, we'll start playing around with more flavors. But for the most part, if you are a cannabis consumer that truly enjoys the plant for what it is, the flavor of eating it in tandem with all of the other ingredients that I add, it's a complimentary song and dance. It's not something that you would be turned off to. And typically, if you're a novice or a new consumer, you would go after the distillate-based ones because there's zero cannabis taste whatsoever.
Right.
Now, another thing is the fact that you're doing these kind of goods right now in the baked goods I want to talk about. The fact that you came from that experience of doing layer cakes or butter cakes and doing the large, real, there's a real baking sense. And I think people just, I know for me, I know I would probably suck at baking. And for people that go and do it from home, it's so hard to go and try to be able to do that. But in the commercial kitchens you had, this professional setup of the importance of, even if it wasn't cannabis infused in it, that you want to make something that is, that has a real texture, the right texture, the right flavor, the right everything. And I mean, I always guess there's not a lot of people I would imagine that have done edibles that were coming out of that field like you have. So you come in with a much different perspective here. You know, tell me about the part about, you know, where if you were to do it mainstream, there's a way that has to be done that it is, you know, when you're baking it, it's not going to come out flat. It's not going to come out dry. It's like it will hold up. And it's kind of what you're doing is you're creating a great baked product that's overshadowing what is even inside of it.
Correct. Because ultimately, I'm a pastry chef first and foremost. My true love is baked goods. I just happen to be really, really lucky that right now I'm in a world and in a space where I get to add cannabis to my baked goods.
Right.
And as the world continues to evolve, I might be lucky enough that I can put mushrooms in my baked goods and all kinds of different types
right.
of drugs in my baked goods and vitamins and nutraceuticals and everything. So for us, we're really focused on providing a food product that truly is baked to uplift. And then the cherry on top is gets you stoned.
Now, one of the products you have on the website, a PB&J brownie. So it is peanut butter, local strawberry jam, blended with rich chocolate, and you and your CEO, Yasmin Obi, put us together as brownies. It looks amazing. I never thought about putting that together, but, you know, when you put that idea together, what was it you thought that would work right? That's Azuka. The sugar, butter, chocolate, eggs, flour, sugar, salt, peanut butter, and strawberry jam, and locally harvested strawberry jam. Tell me about that product there, because that sounds amazing. I would have never thought putting that all together.
I came up with doing this a really, really long time ago. I used to do peanut butter and jelly blondies, and I would do them as baby bites. Yeah. And we would do like little 20-milligram bites and stuff like that. So when we were thinking about what do we want to do when we start producing our first like official legal products, I really wanted to just, you know, say a thank you to all of the people that paid lots and lots of money to support my business in the underground market. And one of their favorite products was the peanut butter and jelly blondie. And so knowing that most people think about edibles, they think about brownies as a classic, we just wanted to throw a little twist on it. And that's how we got there.
It's things like this. When I look at this here, I imagine this will be amazing for the holidays. Like if people put the holidays coming up in a couple months to, you know, get ready to get a look. Has there been any thoughts you've had in terms of making any kind of holiday platters where it's like you make it where something is catered, might make cakes or you might make, you know, a tray of all these different products and just be able to go ahead and mass ship them out for the holiday season? Is that something that you've considered?
We've considered doing that in a way that doesn't include cannabis because we can't ship cannabis products. It's from a regulatory and compliance standpoint, it's hard to bundle products and just make them because it's holiday. We'd have to submit approvals 6 months in advance situation. But we are in a really sweet spot where all of our retailers that sell our products, they're able to make their own bundles in the stores and stuff like that. So the idea is definitely there. It's something that we're working with our retail partners on, and we're looking forward to a really fun holiday season with lots of butter cake bundles.
Because I can imagine, you know, and someday I can see where that kind of thing, where like if you, I almost feel like if you could make a bakery that is just of just cannabis infused edibles and just that way. And I can just see that kind of thing where like if you see in a conventional place where they have ears, you know, triple layer or whatever kind of other. Well, now the other question is, have you ever, because obviously, have there been any recommendations as to other products you would do? Like would cheesecake be put into the mix?
Cheesecake would not be put into the mix. It just poses way too many threats to public health and safety. Dairy products in that format, like if they're not refrigerated properly, if they're just not handled properly, it's not going to be good for the end consumer. And so we think about that as well when we're making our products, mostly because when we make the product, we then have to send it to testing, and then we bake the full batch, and then it has to get packaged, and then it has to get processed, and then it gets put on a truck for delivery. When it gets to the stores then have to go through their process before it can even actually be sold to the end consumer. So it definitely does take a couple of days, and we are really focused on making products that turn around as fast as possible.
Now, when it comes to the growth of Buttercake and being available in the dispensaries right now in Delaware, New Jersey, and you know, and when I look at what you have right now so far, be able to go into those areas. Oh, at Maryland, and most recently, have you looked at other markets? Like, I know one of those would be, if there was a possibility, New York obviously would be one of those nearby adjacent markets if you can get yourself into. Have you had any inroads into trying to find out a way to get your product into New York?
We've had manufacturers reaching out literally from all over the country at this point, asking us to come into their state. This morning, I had a couple of manufacturers simultaneously. And which I don't know if it was a coincidence or not, but like they all want Buttercake. Everybody wants Buttercake. But unfortunately, and fortunately, we're just a small 3-person team. And then we have our right hands and right legs and arms joining in to volunteer to help us get these products out. So we're really focused on New Jersey, Maryland, and Delaware. And like I said, with growth, considering we're fundraising, we'll be able to have the resources it takes to really bring our products nationwide.
Now, one thing that's very important that you're very proud of, obviously, is the fact that this Buttercake is the first independent women and minority-owned edibles brand in New Jersey. And one of the areas that, obviously, people look at when it comes to, especially in markets up in the Mid-Atlantic or up just where, say, it's New Jersey or other areas like New York, you know, it's a matter of social responsibility and how that's added into the business model and who you have working for you. So, you know, we've talked to quite a few minority entrepreneurs in the industry, though, that have gotten a chance to start their own dispensaries or get their own businesses off the ground through social equity licensing. But again, for those that are saying to themselves, you know, about how to find their way into the business as an entrepreneur or say as a minority entrepreneur, what would you say to them in terms of the experience you've gone through so far?
Read a lot. Read every regulation, read every legislation. And when you finally understand it or think you understand it, then start getting your business prepared. Get a team of professionals around you that know what they're doing, that have experience. Even though you are the CEO of your business, you don't know it all. You're not the accountant. You're not the law professional. You're not the medical professional. Like, make sure you find people around you that support your core mission, that know what they're doing in order to further your success and all the things you have in your mind as the CEO of your business.
So before I go and send people to the website and we tell them how to go and get more, get their hands on this because it looks great. I want to get my hands through my laptop right now and grab a handful of these. But first off, just a fun question. What are some of the things that you've tried to do in the experiment stage, like in the test kitchen? What are some products that you think that you haven't seen yet that you've experimented that you thought might have worked well with cannabis infused?
We have actually been experimenting quite a bit these last few months. And I do believe that some of those products will make it to the market. So stay tuned. Just follow us. I'm not going to drop the actual product.
No, that's fine. That's okay. But I can imagine what you've kind of come up with because this is quite good. And like I said, though, the one thing is, well, I'm a big brownie person. I'm was 400 pounds at one point. So I've had my share. And I'm sure I probably would have enjoyed it better. And I think people would enjoy it better if they knew that there's only so much you can go ahead and get of a brownie or a cookie or a mint strip that's going to give you that satisfaction of sweetness But then it's going to like, okay, you don't need more than this. It's like, here's the effect. Now you really get to enjoy the full-fledged goodness of it. So that's the thing, too, where it's also like, you know, it's enjoying in a moderation, but what a way to moderate with cannabis-infused baked goods like you're doing with a butter cake. So the website is buttacake.com. Again, you can find where all of the specialties that have butter cake products available, which includes the chocolate chip cookie, mint strips that are in chocolate, Blue Blizzard, and ginger peach. And then you have a lot of their products in place. But take a minute to go and talk to people on the website. Also, I should mention the oatmeal raisin cookie, the PB&J brownie that looks amazing on here. Like, just even the garnish. I'm surprised you didn't, like, go, you know, compete on Cake Wars and win. Flat out, you know? Because that'd be amazing. Yeah. But, yeah, talk to me real quick about what's on the website and, you know, what kind of offers you can offer to the audience out there that want to get their hands on it.
Yeah, I mean, for every market, we've got something different. If you are a consumer that's, you know, worried about your sugar consumption, if you have throat issues, anything of that nature, the oral dissolvable strip, the butter cake strip is the product for you. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, dairy-free. So if you're vegan, it's also for you as well. All of our baked goods are typical classic style baked goods. Definitely decadent, filled with all of the things. And then we also have beverage as well, which we like to call the butter cake elixir. Currently available in two flavors. Hibiscus is one flavor and peach is the second flavor.
Wow.
And that's another line that we're looking forward to expanding and bringing to the market as well.
Well, you've cornered the market on it. Like I said, I'm just very impressed. And again, I can't help but that was the word you used and I used it in the beginning, decadence. It does look like it just has that look of it. It's so appealing. I love that. And I know it's going to be the same thing once people get their hands on it and you're able to go ahead and get a taste of it. So Buttercake, buttacake.com, and also look for stores, your cannabis dispensaries in New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and see where you can find it. And if they don't have it in their dispensary, please tell them to get Buttercake. Martha Figueroa, thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate taking time out, and best of luck and happy baking.
Thank you.
Omaha Steaks Black Friday deals landed early. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites, including incredible deals on USDA-certified tender Omaha Steaks. These are the deals you've been waiting for all year. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.